Blog Talk Radio.
Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English, and tonight we're joined by cover model Jason Santiago. Welcome, Jason.
Hello.
Hi. First, I want to invite our listening audience to call into the show. The number is area code 646-200-4071 with any questions, or if you just want to chat with us, we'd love to chat with you. We'll also have our live chat session going on if you'd like to post your questions or comments there. When the show is over, the podcast will be available for download or embedding about an hour after the live broadcast. And we'll follow up on the show's website at readersentertainment.tv/radio. And there you'll find some additional links or information. Now, Jason, you've been featured today, actually. Today is Thursday, and you're being featured on the Borders True Romance blog today. And I thought that we'd go over there at some point during the show and take a look at the comments and questions in just a little bit. I thought that might be kind of fun. But before
Absolutely.
We get started, I thought that'd be great. Before we get started, why don't you tell us how you became a cover model and how you got into this industry?
I actually became a cover model through Bobby Kay. He's actually my stepsister's baby's father. So he was talking to me one day, and he knew that like I had done some modeling in the past, and I had a portfolio and all that. And he brought me in to meet Gina Uplinger from Alora's Cave, and I went to interview with her, gave her some of my photos, and they hired me from there. And ever since then, it's been just a great road. You know, it's been just fantastic.
See, I didn't know you'd started out with EC, with Alora's Cave. So
yeah.
That's interesting. They always have some great models over there at Alora's Cave.
Right.
Now, tell me, who are your role models in modeling and acting? I know you're trying to get into acting, and just kind of maybe in life in general.
Well, in life in general, I would have to say my brother is definitely a role model of mine. He's an amazing guy. We're kind of different, you know, but we're very similar in some ways. But he's an amazing guy, and I really appreciate everything he's done for me, and you know, all the advice he's given me, because he's actually 10 months older than I am. And he's a great guy. You know, I love him to death.
Now tell me, of all the attributes that your brother has, which one do you wish that you had, or that you would try to mimic if you could?
It's actually really hard to pinpoint one. You know, I guess you would have to know him to understand. And he just has a ton of great qualities to him, and you know, there's really. It's kind of hard to just pinpoint one of the qualities to pick out and, you know, to comment on.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like you had a good relationship growing up, and you looked up to your big brother.
Absolutely.
Well, that's nice. Well, why don't you tell me, what do you do for fun?
Well, living in Las Vegas, you know, it's the city that never sleeps. You know, it's 24 hours a day out here, nonstop, go, go, go. But I work in a nightclub out here, and, you know, on my days off, I have no desire to go to a nightclub. You know, so me and my girlfriend, we go bowling, we go to movies, we travel, we do different things like that. And, you know, I'm not too good at bowling, so that's something that we always go work on. We go golfing. I love to golf. So.
Well, that's fun.
I do normal stuff instead of, like, going to nightclubs and doing all that, so.
So you're kind of tired of that. You have to do that for work, so.
Right, right.
Yeah, you don't want to spend your free time. I do have to say, and I know we talked a little bit before the show, but, you know, you won Mr. Romance 2007. I thought, well, that's kind of funny, Mr. Romance in Sin City. It's almost like it could be a book all by itself.
Right.
Now, tell me, what are some of the biggest challenges with the work that you do?
Well, being in Well, with the, are you talking about the work that I do with the in the industry, like romance novel?
Yeah, let's talk about that first, and then we'll talk about real life work.
Oh, some of the biggest challenges that come with working in the industry, like the romance industry, is, you know, being in a relationship. Sometimes it's kind of tough on the relationships, especially going to the conventions. You know, sometimes, like, girlfriends I've had in the past have had, like, a really big problem with me going, knowing that there's going to be a ton of women and a few guys, and kind of, like, you know, the status that we have and everything like that. So that kind of makes it tough on a relationship. And then, like, sometimes work, you know, they're not really willing to work with you on scheduling and things of that nature. But other than that, you know, it's great. You know, it's been a great road for me. And I would have to say another challenge would be just staying, you know, active, staying active, responding to everybody, you know, because you get tons of people that are requesting a response for this or for that, wanting you to do different, like, chat rooms and things like that. And it gets tough because, you know, like, I have my own life to live and, you know, my time is limited, like, due to work and everything like that. So that's
it's
definitely
kind of hard to balance that.
Yeah.
Yeah, having your own, you know, I say, you know, your own life, like modeling and stuff like that's not part of your life. I realize it is. It's just kind of people consider entertainment more of a fantasy life. You know, they don't realize there's a whole lot of work. And like you were saying, you know, there's sometimes, you know, things can't fit your schedule and, you know, you want to keep those commitments, but then you have, you know, your regular job that pays the bills and you have to worry about, you know, being a responsible adult, you know, and getting all of those things taken care of, you know, in your, quote, real life. But
yeah.
Let me ask you, is, you know, you're talking about, you know, the challenge of, you know, going to, you know, something like the RT convention, which is where I met you actually through Dana Linton at Between Your Sheets. You know, you go there and, yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot of women, and, you know, part of your job is to be there and to have that hero persona and to look good. I mean, really, that's, you know, that's part of the reason that you're there and to kind of be that fantasy amongst,
yeah,
you know, so many women. But when you have a relationship, you know, I could absolutely see where that would be difficult. You know, if it were me and I knew, you know, my husband's going out or, you know, my boyfriend's going out and, you know, and he's going to be surrounded by women who are going to desire him and he's there to be desirable. What do you do? Is there any little things that you do to kind of cushion the blow when you're letting your girlfriend know, you know, this is just work and, you know, it's not really, you know, it shouldn't affect our relationship? Is there like a conversation or something that you have so that she feels a little bit more at ease?
Well, I think relationships are basically built on trust. And, you know, I'm a very trustworthy person, and she knows that. And, well, my current girlfriend knows that as well. And, like, my girlfriends in the past have known that. But, you know, just I'm 27 years old, and my last serious relationship that I was in was a couple of years ago. So we were younger. And,
right,
you know, that, you know, there's always going to be questions, what if, this and that. And but, like I said, trust is, like, one of the main components in a relationship. And once you establish trust in a relationship, you know, things, it gets easier, but at the same time, you know, there's always going to be what ifs and this and that. And so,
now, what do you do yourself when you're, if you're in a relationship while you're at one of these conventions? You know, it seems to me like there has to be this balance between appearing attainable because you're the fantasy, that's what you're hired to be there to, you know, to have that persona, and still having that barrier that lets people know you can only go so far.
Yeah.
Is that difficult?
Well, what I do is I'm always keeping myself at a distance. You know, I don't make myself, you know, available like that, you know, in that sort of sense. But at the same time, I have self-respect, and I'm not going to go anywhere. And, you know, I have respect for my girlfriends, of course, and I'm not going to go there and cheat on them, or I'm not going to go anywhere and cheat on them, but I'm not going to go and, you know, bring off that aura or that, you know, that signal that I'm going to be there and be available for somebody. And, you know, it's all about respect for her, respect for myself, and, you know,
right. Well, you definitely have a reputation of being a personable guy. I mean, everybody likes you that, you know, that I talk to, you know, that, you know, you have a great personality and you're approachable in the sense of, you know, you're a nice guy and you kind of accept all people. You don't come across as being judgmental. I hear all these really great things about you. So, you know, I always wondered how difficult it would be to, you know, be the nice guy that everybody feels like, oh, you know, if I go talk to Jason, I know he's not going to shun me because, you know, I'm, you know, don't have a certain look about me.
Right.
You know, so I just, you know, I just wanted to share with our audience that, you know, you do come across personable, but definitely professional. You know,
yes,
I remember when I first met you, I want to say it was Houston. I believe it might have been Houston, but I can't remember now. I just remember Dana saying, you have got to meet this guy. He's so professional, and he's perfect for book trailers and for book covers. And, you know, we all had sat down at the table and were chatting. And, you know, you definitely have that that persona of, you know, I'm business, and yes, I want to be friendly, I want to be a friend, and, you know, we can be, you know, be pals and talk and laugh and stuff, but, you know, you never came across as, you know, I'm looking to score or I'm better than somebody else. I was so impressed when I met you, especially because at that time, you know, that's been a few years ago. You know, you were younger at that time, and, you know, I think that, you know, you must have to get in that headspace before you go to a convention like that. How do you prepare yourself for something like that?
Well, it's not really necessarily preparing myself. I'm nervous around people, you know, around big groups of people. Public speaking is definitely not my forte. But, you know, that's one thing I do have to prepare myself for is when I'm getting up in front of big crowds of people and, you know, talking and doing this and that. But, you know, I was raised to, you know, I accept everybody. I don't judge people, no matter what they look like, how they act. You know, I always treat people with respect. And I guess that's just how I was raised, and that's how I approach every situation. I don't judge people, and, you know, I think that's a good way to go through life, because, believe me, you'll get much farther treating people with respect than you will being, you know, being not so courteous and nice to people.
Right. Well, I think that's great. You know what I thought we would do, because we're about the halfway point of the show, I thought maybe we would just, I'll click on over here to the Borders True Romance.
Okay.
So let me get over there. Here we are. And I was looking at the interview that you have up here, which is a fantastic interview. I'm looking at the pictures. The picture at the very top of the blog, you're in a white long sleeve T-shirt and just have the nicest smile. I mean, you're talking about having that persona. You even look like, hey, you know, I'm a nice guy and I can be friendly. And, you know, that comes across on the camera. Now, do you find that, you know, as far as modeling and having different looks, because I'm looking here and you have this, there's another picture of you in like a Western outfit, looks like Lee Greenwood, you were on her book cover, you know, and it's like I look at the top one, then I look down here, it's like, wow, you could be the boy next door, you have this hot, smoldering look. Do you find that that it's easy to go back and forth between the different looks that you need to have for different genres and different book covers?
Yes, actually, it's really easy. I guess it's partially on how I look. I'm not real sure because I really haven't asked too many questions like that in the industry, you know, asking how people bounce from one look to another. But I just recently did a photo shoot in Ohio this past summer, and I did more of like a bad boy kind of a look. I had like it was more of an urban, like I did like some photos in like an alleyway, like without my shirt on and like with some like urban style clothes on and bandanas and all that. So like there's a spectrum of how like different looks I have. And, you know, I think it's pretty easy to bounce back and forth between, you know, between the Western and, you know, the photo with the white long sleeve shirt on as well.
Now, I have to ask you, and you don't have to name any names, but have you ever been in a photo shoot for any reason, whether it's book industry or any kind of modeling, where they asked you to do something and you just went, are you kidding me?
Actually, no, I haven't. Because most photographers, they can read me. And like I said, I don't put off an aura where they're going to approach me in any kind of way. Weird or different way, you know.
Well,
everything that I do maintains a certain professionalism, and you know, even if it's a shoot on my own, it's still going to be a professional shoot no matter what. I like from like onemodelplace.com or Model Mayhem, I have gotten some offers that some really really bizarre work that they wanted me to do, but all I can do is just be polite and not accept, you know, their offers.
That's great. So regardless of who, you know, who else is out there, what they're asking or what they want you to do, as long as you know you're being professional, then you
right.
don't have to worry about getting into trouble.
Right.
So now,
because I've always had a motto, like when I first started modeling, that I would never do anything that my mother would not appreciate seeing me do or watching me do. So. That's been my motto ever since I started, and, you know, I'm going to keep it that way.
Oh, I love that. Now, I'm looking at the interview, which is fantastic, and I have to ask you, it says that that you were in the National Guard. Can you tell us a little
yes.
bit about that?
Yes, I'm actually still in the Guard until July of this year. I'm on the inactive ready reserve list right now, and that's basically for being in the National Guard or the Reserves, that you serve 6 years active and then 2 years inactive, and I'm on my last few months of my inactive stage right now. But if something does happen, that they can always call and activate me. But at this stage right now, being that I'm in for a few more months, that probably would not happen. But, you know, it's been a great road. I've gotten to do and see so many amazing things in the military, and at the same time meet a ton of great people.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, obviously, I'm looking at some more of the pictures that are here on the site. Now, what do you do to stay physically fit? Is that something you learned in the military, or you're just very disciplined about going to the gym?
It's actually something that my father taught me. I started working out when I was in sixth grade, and my dad, he always had a motto. He wanted me to be bigger, stronger, faster, and better in sports than anybody. So I changed custodies, and I went to live with my father when I was in sixth grade. And ever since the day I moved in with him, he had me doing every morning before school, except for Sundays, I had to do 500 push-ups. And then before I went to sleep, I had to do a half-hour weight training session with him and my brother. So that was, I guess, the start of it. And then being in the service, you know, I wanted to shine, and I wanted to be better than everybody else. And after I graduated high school, I became a personal trainer, and then I actually do some training out here in Vegas as well. And the gym is like my home away from home. I love being at the gym, and, you know, I love working on my body to make it how I want it to be.
And that just seems like that takes a lot of, well, I guess, you know, it still takes a lot of discipline, and it still takes a lot of commitment to do that, even when it's something that you love to do. Because I know
right.
I love to write, but I still have to discipline myself to do all the things that come with that. You know, maybe you love to do one certain kind of exercise or task, but you don't like to do something else, but unfortunately you have to do the other in order to even yourself out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to take a look at some of the comments that we found here on Sue Grimshaw's Borders True Romance, and a lot of these are well-wishers, which is nice. I see Estella has continued success in all you do, and I see down here, let's see, Quilt Lady. Some of these are just avatar handles. Says, hi, Jason, great interview. Congrats on your success, and may it keep coming your way. So that's really nice. And, oh, Lucy Monroe, one of my favorite authors, and she's saying, fantastic interview, and she would love to have you on one of her books one day. She says they keep sending her, they keep cutting off the head of her hero on her cover.
That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing, but I guess at least you're working out and you have the body for it. So Lucy, if you're listening, there's still hope. There's still hope we can get Jason for you. So.
She can use my headless body. That's fine with me.
and here's one. It's from Terry O'Dell. It says, "Hello, Jason. You're actually on the cover of one of my books, What's in a Name? You walked me, along with a gazillion others, across the stage in RT in Orlando. It was great meeting you in person." So that's nice. So we talked a little bit about the fact that you won Mr. Romance in 2007. And what was that experience like, being part of the Mr. Romance pageant?
It was actually kind of scary. 06 in Daytona Beach was my first year, and like I said, getting in front of big crowds of people and, doing, what we have to do, it's kind of scary, kind of nerve-wracking for me. But, it seems to get easier and easier every year. And I keep telling myself, just stay calm, don't get nervous, and, just do your thing and have fun with it. And, hopefully I get better as time goes on.
Well, it's funny because you're talking about that, you're nervous and don't like to do a lot of public speaking. And, you never come across that way. You always seem very self-assured every time I've seen you doing anything or any time I've talked to you. Do you ever find that some of the convention attendees, some of the ladies that that maybe they're a little intimidated by you or a little nervous, and if so, how do you kind of put them at ease?
Kind of, I guess. I don't want to, sound like I'm kind of fooling myself, but like, at the same time, it does seem like some people are somewhat nervous. But then I just, it's all about how I kind of present myself to them and how I talk to them, and, I'm not there to try to be like God to anybody. I'm just there to, have someone to talk to and, someone to get to know. And, hopefully that makes someone feel comfortable instead of, trying to meet somebody that totally fools themselves and thinks that they're better than somebody else. Because I can imagine that would be definitely hard to, to stay calm around somebody like that.
Right. Now here we have Catherine Keene. Says, hi, Jason. Great interview. Congratulations on all of your successes and best wishes for many more in your life and career. By the way, I'm very excited that you're the cover model for my May book release, A Knight's Persuasion. Oh, that's
nice.
Exciting. So that's
nice.
Catherine Keene, A Knight's Persuasion. So those of you who are listening, it looks like it's a May book release. So you can go take a look, and we'll see Jason on that book cover. So that's kind of fun. And then we have one, Carol Luciano says, hi, Jason. I enjoyed your interview because, above all else, it shows what a good and caring person you are. To be a handsome young man and be considerate and compassionate is a very big plus. Good for you, and don't ever change. I have two sons who are Army Special Forces, and their own lives have benefited from this. Thanks for the post, Jason, and I wish you much success in your endeavors.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that one.
Yeah, that's really very nice. Do you find that you get that you get a lot of fan mail or you know, people from the romance industry reaching out to you just to say, hey, thanks for being nice to me, or can you be on my cover? Do you still have that happening?
Yes, every once in a while I do.
Yeah?
And, like, I don't really get a chance to visit my – there's, like, different blogs about me and all that chat – I guess chat rooms, I guess, and don't really have a chance to visit those too often, but I should probably start, you know, at least going in there, checking out and reading some comments and commenting back on, like, what people have to say.
So do you feel like, you know, we just read these comments and, you know, obviously, you know, people are reading about you and they're seeing the pictures and, you know, they really, really wish you well and wish you success. How does that feel to have that kind of fan feedback?
It's flattering. It really is. Like, and never in a million years would I have thought that, you know, I would have people, like, treating me like how they do, you know, because definitely modeling and acting has been one of my, you know, things that I've wanted to do forever. And, you know, to make the modeling an actual, like, a reality and an actuality. So it's great, you know, it's flattering, you know, and I love it. I love reading comments and everything like that. So it's great.
Well, that's great. And hopefully we'll see you, you know, see you at another convention, or, you know, if we see you around, people will know that you are definitely approachable. And I really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, to spend with me. I know this was, you know, we were going to try and do something on Tuesday and that didn't work out. And you were just right there ready saying, nope, you know, I'll do it Thursday. Just tell me. And really made yourself available. And I know you have your own, you know, quote, real life going on. So, you know, it was really nice of you to take the time out so that so we could get to know you a little bit better. And, you know, I really appreciate Dana Linton from Between Your Sheets, you know, introducing us and getting you lined up to be on the Borders True Romance blog. Because it's, you know, it's exciting. It's a chance for, you know, those people, you know, who admire your work or who have met you to, you know, spend a little bit of time with you. So, you know, I wanted to thank you very much for joining us. We have about 2 minutes left. Now, do you have a website?
Yes, I have a Facebook page. I have a MySpace page. And I did have a website with Alora's Cave, but I don't think that's up and running anymore. But, my MySpace, if you look up myspace.com/JasonSantiago15, that is my old one. I lost my password and all that. So if you can, just look up Jason Santiago at XS Nightclub, XS, the two letters. That's my most current page, and same thing on Facebook as well. Just look up Jason Santiago.
Well,
I currently live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so if anyone says, like, Ohio or Salt Lake City or Holiday, Utah, that's definitely not the right one. It's Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do just to make sure everybody can find you. I will email you at the end of the program, and I'll get your the websites, the Facebook, and then when it'll go up tomorrow on weirdentertainment.tv/radio, and I'll put the links in so that people can come and find you. And now, if they send you a friend request, do they need to let you know how they know about you, or do you just pretty much accept all friend requests?
For the most part, I try to accept as many as I can. Some people I know for a fact that I don't know, I don't really accept.
Okay.
But for the most part, you know, I recognize a lot of people in the industry, and so.
So yeah. For our listeners who are Jason Santiago fans, we'll have the links up there for his Facebook and MySpace. If you send him a friend request, make sure that you mention Readers Entertainment or Between Your Sheets or Borders True Romance. Thank you once again, Jason. I really appreciate you taking all this time to spend with us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And thank you to our listeners. You've joined us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. You can download the podcast at blogtalkradio.com www.circle-of-7 or download it to iTunes. I'm Sheila English, your host, and thank you again for joining us on Reader's Entertainment.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.